Hello, I am Riley Wilson, and welcome to the Band of One podcast. This podcast is created to help anyone that wants to be a more successful solo performer or become a solo performer and avoid a lot of the pratfalls and mistakes myself and some of my contemporaries have made. I have over 50 years of live performance experience and will also include tips from other top pros worldwide who have done the same thing in their regions. My desire is to make this actionable as well as entertaining. If you like what we do, subscribe and don't forget to share it. Let's get busy. What's in a website? We addressed the topic of websites very briefly in episode 9, and if you haven't listened to that podcast yet, please go back and do so. Today's podcast is going to be a deep dive into what to actually put on there, how to do it, and how to get the best results. Some of my musician friends actually use online casting sites like The Bash, Gig Salad, or even Thumbtack to send prospective clients to see what they do online. While there's nothing wrong with that, it does require you to have at least a basic membership. Another issue with doing so is you can't often include direct correspondence links like a phone number or email address where they can contact you independently. If you don't mind that, then using a freebie membership with an online site like The Bash or Gig Salad can work for a while. I've had my own webpage for more than 2 decades, and it's helped me book thousands of dollars of work every year. One of the first things that I suggest you do before creating your website is to look at other successful musicians and find out how their pages are laid out. If you wish to look at mine, my music site is guitarmadesimpler.com. When you open my main page, you'll see that I have several different pages on the site. I have information about my guitar method called Guitar Made Simpler, my teaching business, solo performing, and my recording business. As I pointed out in past episodes, I've been a career professional musician, so this requires me to have more than one income stream. Chances are, you won't need anything this complex. In fact, early on, all you really need is a one-page site. However, what you put on this site has everything to do with whether you're going to book work or not. I encourage you to do some homework and look at other solo performers' pages. Look at David Payton's page, davidpayton.com, thewanderingbard.co, guitarist and bagpiper Michael Lancaster, and more. You'll see that each web page looks different. That's as it should be. However, the most important thing on each site is a phone number, an email address, and a quality photo of the solo performer. The photo might be the single most important part of the website. You need a professional quality photo, whether you pay a professional to do it or not. Check out the websites of guitarists Frank Gambale, Doyle Dykes, and Tim Pierce. Each of them have expertly crafted professional-looking web pages with great-looking photos. While you might be able to shoot a picture with your cell phone and get good results with that, getting a professional photographer to shoot a clear picture of you doesn't cost what it used to. You might even be able to find someone on Thumbtack or Craigslist to do it for $100 or so. That's a small price to pay to get a quality shot that will book you work for years to come. Pictures are such a big deal that many photographers specialize in what is called headshots. A headshot is precisely what it says it is, a picture of someone's head and shoulders. Look at a realtor's picture. They often have spent quite a lot of money to get a great picture because they know if they can convey their personality through a photo, a potential client will trust them in the most expensive single purchase of their life. In the voiceover or acting business, people often get black and white glossy photos. You've probably seen these of old-time movie stars. However, it's better to get digital photos in 2023 and certainly in color. If you have a spouse, significant other, or even a friend that knows quite a bit about hair, makeup, and clothing, this might be a great person to consult before agreeing to spend money on a headshot. If, as the old saying goes, clothes make the man, great pictures sell the artist. As a solo performer, if you have a web page, you're already ahead of the game. Many of the top-rated solo performers on The Bash or Gig Salad don't even have a dedicated web page. This is another thing to help put you in the driver's seat and book more work. Once you have a good picture, the two most important things will be your email address and phone number. Many web pages allow you to have those as clickable links, which means that the client can simply click on your email address and reach you directly. Or you can click on the telephone number and it will start dialing for you. This is the technology we're dealing with in 2023 as I record this, and I'm sure in the future things will be much quicker and even easier to access. As I've said in prior podcasts, I'm also a professional voice talent. Many of the greatest voice talents in the world simply have a good picture, their demos, and their contact email and phone number on a single-page website. Have a look at web pages by voice talents Bill DeWeese, Mark Scott, and Ganguza, etc. for more information. This should help you with ideas you can implement on your own website. I suggest doing a few days of research and look at least 50 to 100 different solo artist pages, whether they're a voice talent, professional musician, solo entertainer, or any combination of the above. In order to be a successful solo performer, you need to become an expert in research. I mentioned in prior podcasts that I like to read reviews about potential items of gear that I'm going to be purchasing before pulling the plug to spend any money. The internet is the greatest library ever invented, and as you get comfortable doing web searches, video, and more, you'll learn quickly what is necessary in order to succeed with any endeavor. One other thing that you certainly can do and should do on a music performance page, and that is include some downloadable links of songs. Now, you don't need long examples. 1.5 to 2 minutes of a song is plenty, and you're welcome to fade from one to the next. Many web pages will have a little player that you can embed on there or have put on there that will allow people to hear several of your different songs in different styles, and that's a great thing to do as well. If you don't want to go that technical, simply add some of your songs to a SoundCloud playlist, and then copy the link and place that link near the bottom or the top of your web page. This will allow people to hear you before actually hiring you. What isn't necessary in a contemporary web page? A whole lot, actually. Too many photos of you in action. Links to other musicians or equipment manufacturers. Embedded videos that take forever to load and play back. It's far better to include YouTube, TikTok, or similar links than embedding them into your website. Embedding it simply takes too much time to load. A good website loads quickly, and you can find ways to check how fast your website populates online. Pictures of your significant other, cat, dog, or anything else that doesn't relate to booking your act are unnecessary. Err on the side of too little instead of too much. At a bare minimum, an attention-grabbing photo or two, your phone number and email address, as well as a brief bio about your show, and most importantly, a call to action. Have you heard about creating a sales funnel with a website? The idea is simple. Start wide and end up narrow. Now, in a music website, include the above items: your great-looking photo, email and phone number, along with things like a sample song list, referrals from satisfied customers, what to expect when hiring you, etc. If you've won any awards, recorded a CD, or opened for a major recording artist, include it here since this helps add street cred to your show. As the potential client reads down the page, you've created a need for what you do and given a prospect multiple reasons to hire you. Finally, it's time to ask for the sale. Some websites have calls to action in the form of a sample gig, say a 2-hour private party for $250. The funnel will have a contact form for contacting and booking you directly from the web page. You might even try including a special coupon for jobs booked directly from the site, maybe with a small discount up front. You can include a Cash App, Venmo, or Zelle number on the site for clients to pay immediately. This concept is very effective, and many times clients will book you, often without even speaking with you directly. Here in 2023, the majority of people access the internet with a smartphone, and to them, convenience is king. Make sure your website looks great on a variety of formats, from smartphones and tablets to full-blown computers with widescreen HD monitors. This is often referred to as a responsive web page, meaning the design expands or contracts depending on the device it's being viewed upon. As I mentioned in Podcast 9, I use a program called Rapid Weaver on my iMac for both my music and voiceovers pages. I do this so I can make changes at any time, and it's easier for me to do so than using WordPress or another program. For example, I may add a new song to my show and want to include this with my online song list. Now, if you don't want to hassle with any of this, I understand completely. You could get someone to design a web page for you, or use any of the excellent commercial applications to create your own site, like Wix and things like that. I do recommend being able to change things as you see fit when you need to change them. Believe it or not, I still see people's web pages that haven't been updated in a decade or more, and it's simply unprofessional. People buy with their eyes, and this is why the internet has changed the way people do business. I taught guitar at a store many years ago, and the owner's marketing plan was simply to buy the biggest Yellow Pages ad he could afford. Now, 30 or 40 years ago, that might have worked, but it's simply a dinosaur today. Your web page tells the general public exactly what you want them to know about you. Once you can drive traffic to your internet website, you'll notice a significant uptick in bookings. Now, you know how we roll. I always suggest something actionable at the end of each podcast. This is a simple one. On a word processor program on the computer, you do have a computer, don't you? Grab a JPEG photo and put it at the very top of the document. Then, below that, write your phone number and your email address in big, bold letters. Congratulations! You've just started your very first web page. Since this is very simple, you may want to spend some time writing about what you've accomplished and a little bit about your show. If you already have this, you might want to consider doing a Facebook or Instagram page about your act. Make sure that those pages have at the very least a great photo or two and your contact information. Remember my counsel from a few episodes back. Make it easy for potential clients to book you. All right, that's enough for today. You've been listening to the Band of One podcast. I'm Riley Wilson, and thanks for joining us. If you have ideas for upcoming episodes, we'd love to hear from you. Get in touch with us at your convenience. You can also contact me directly at guitarmadesimpler.com. See you next time.